Avoid the pit. Escape the pit. We should know this. IT will save our life and our soul, really. We can actually do this for our benefit and for God's glory, Psalms 103 to 1-4. A Psalm of David, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. So, what exactly is the pit? God rescues us from, the Bible defines the pit as corruption, destruction, a ditch, and a grave. It is also referred to as a pit of hell. This definition is from the Hebrew language and comes from a root word or meaning, to sink down. Be bowed down, be humbled. Depression of the mind. Taken from Psalms 103-4, what is the pit we can fall into which become our corruption, our destruction, a ditch, a grave, and a pit of hell? What are these pits which cause us to sink down, to be bowed down, humbled and depressed in our mind? Here are a few: the pit of fear, the pit of anger, the pit of poverty, the pit of hatred, the pit of anxiety, the pit of lack and want, the pit of revenge, the pit of selfishness, the pit of resentment, the pit of addiction, the pit of lust and perversion, the pit of self-pity, the pit of envy, the pit of pride, the pit of self. These and many more can become or have become a snare to our soul and mind. They can dictate our every thought and act and lead us into daily captivity of depression, destruction, a living hell, an above-ground grave. Escape the pit. Avoiding the pit takes discipline and work on our part. We must consciously tell our soul to bless the Lord. The Bible tells us to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits if we follow this command. In other words, actually do this, God redeems your life from the pit and will crown you with loving kindness and compassion. Do it now. You will see if you do it now. Say these things now. I bless you, Lord, with my soul. I bless you, Lord, with my mind, will, and emotions. My soul says, I bless you, Lord, for you have rescued me. And you give me your peace. You give me your joy. Today, I am full of your peace and your joy. Today, I am redeemed. Today, you have given me a strong and sound mind. I bless you, Lord, for you are my redemption. I am free of fear. I am free of anger. I am free of poverty. I am free of hatred. I am free of anxiety. I am free of lack and want. I am free of revenge. I am free of selfishness. I am free of resentment. I am free of addiction. I am free of lust and perversion. I am free of self-pity. I am free of envy. I am crowned with the courage of God. I am crowned with the peace of Jesus. I am crowned with all of God's provisions of plenty. I am crowned with God's love. I am crowned with the confidence which comes from knowing God. I am crowned with all the riches of Christ Jesus. I am crowned with God's reconciliation. I am crowned with freedom and from the flesh. I am crowned with God's contentment. I am crowned with a pure heart and a clean mind. I am crowned with God's satisfaction in my soul. I am crowned with the gift of giving. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.